I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by two of the sassiest ladies in the podcast industry, stars of the Luana podcast. Welcome, ladies. How are you guys?
Hi.
Yeah. Oh, Vicky, can I just say, let's start this by having a little virtual hug, all three of us. Hi, listeners. Vicky's having a bad day, guys. She needs to just take a breath, and I'm giving you a hug.
I feel I fucking need it, mate. Honestly, what a start of the day. Oh, God.
That was me yesterday, actually. I had an absolute shocker yesterday. And honestly, I wanted to put myself down. Today's a better day.
I've been having great days, girls.
You've broken your leg.
Yeah, I have got a broken leg.
What the fuck's happened, Lou?
I'm like robo leg. I broke my ankle.
There's a story here, though. Like, you weren't just falling out of Sainsbury's.
She was having sex and it went really wrong.
Was it adventurous?
No, I got hit in the ankle with a ball, a polo ball, playing polo. Very middle class injury, Vicky.
This is exactly how I would imagine you'd hurt your leg, Lou, in fairness. So well done for being very on brand.
She was playing polo with Prince William. And
I got hit in the ankle.
Oh, I feel like if you'd work into that it was a polo sex injury, I'd be very interested.
Jilly Cooper style.
Yeah, make a good headline.
Yeah.
Ladies, thank you so much for joining us. I know how busy you are. Pods, jobs, kids, the whole nine yards. So let's get straight into it. Thank you very much for your patience this morning as well.
Pleasure.
My whole life just burnt to the ground.
I think, do you know what? I think we can all relate. And this is a good space. We're going to have some fun.
It's a safe space. You've got a very calming voice, Anna. Have you been told that before?
No, I've been often, my zisman told the opposite.
No, I'm like...
Highly irritating. It's
so
like,
annoying.
It's like cat claws on a glass. But so, Vicky, thank you, my darling. I will take that compliment.
You're so welcome. I mean, obviously, you lasses have got a fucking incredible relationship, but how did yous meet?
We were both pregnant. Shut up, Anna. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I think I'm a bit sexually frustrated today.
You need to go get shag just because your husband's away. Jesus, go and have a wank after this.
I think I might need
to.
What's
wrong
with you? You go and answer the question sensibly, please.
I will be sensible. We met. No, we were both working on Big Brother's bit on the side and we were both very pregnant. I actually gave birth 2 days later and was like having contractions whilst doing that show. And Anna gave birth 6 weeks after me, but she was quite a bit bigger.
So this is actually how we met, Vicky, right? Okay. Yeah. Well, that is how we met. And I remember it vividly. It's almost like, you know, the day you meet you're getting married, the day you meet your partner to be. Little did I know in that moment in the green room in Big Brother's Bit on the Side, I was going to meet my work partner to be. Because as she walks in with this little neat little beach ball under her jumper.
Yeah. The type, Louisa.
Yeah,
she really does.
Type, exactly. I, however, looked like I was carrying half of a McVitie's lorry in my trousers. I mean, to be fair, everyone thought I was carrying twins. It was a lot of water retention. And as she walked
I'm not
in...
sure how like, much water versus how much food. I mean, all fat pregnant people say that. I'm carrying a lot of water.
A bit of water.
No, you're not. You're eating for three. Aren't you? It's not unnecessary. You only need 200 more calories a day when you're pregnant. You do. That's one biscuit. That's like one biscuit.
One biscuit. One slice of toast. But as Vicky, as she
walked, I'll definitely be like a fridge with arms, just to give you some comfort. I'm going to look like a semi-detached mate. I already, I'm fully committed to it as well. Like, I see no problem.
Yeah, I was pretty committed, I have to say. Really regretted it afterwards, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, I reckon I'll
find it. You have to live with the regret.
Yeah, you do.
I learned my lesson on the first baby and I gained 4 stone.
Yeah,
and I never made that mistake again with the last two.
Actually, you're so right.
I was so fucking sad and depressed after I had that first child. And I was like, I am exercising controlled eating during the next pregnancy.
Yeah. I did
do that. So I learned from my mistakes and I can now preach about this because I've been there, done it, got the t-shirt.
It's not forget, helpful. Don't you?
Yeah, you forget. Do. It's not
no,
helpful.
I don't forget the trauma.
Oh, no. I mean, honestly, I forget every time. I'm like, if it isn't the consequences of my actions, at like every single time I forget it's coming. So come on then. You're the size of a lorry and she looks fucking class.
She's just walking in and she just went, you're massive. And I was like, and you know what? And in that moment, and I think this is where the friendships are born. Now, the backstory, I have brothers. I'm very much a tomboy, as I think it's quite obvious. But I am used to a very high level of sarcasm and piss taking in my entire life and upbringing. It's how I was brought up. I was brought up on Blackadder, The Young Ones, but you know, it's a high, you know, you've got to have
your age there, girl.
Yeah, I mean, I know, mate, 42 and counting. But I think I've got very high threshold for piss taking. And so when she walked in, and this is what really our friendship is kind of really cemented in, is that it takes a lot to offend us. And I love, and I think we take life too seriously in general, particularly nowadays in life. And the fact that this woman came in and went, oh my God, you're massive, basically saying exactly what everyone else was thinking. I was feeling, and I found it bloody hilarious. And I was like, hey, I am, you smug shit over there. Do you know? Good job breathing that kid out. But anyway, we became friends after that. And actually, there's a slightly more warmer marshmallow side to the story, isn't just Louisa fat shaming me when pregnant.
Fat shaming
it was this was my first baby. This was Lou's second, and we realized we actually lived really near each other, as we've just realized we live near you, Vicky. And after I'd had Enzo, my first son, I did actually have the most horrendous postnatal depression. Like I really was struggling. It was just the most terrifying like moment of my life. And Lou kind of reached out throughout that sort of postpartum time, and she was just like, hey, have you had your baby? She's like, I'm doing like a mum baby like meetup thing.
I was bored.
She was bored. She was like, do you want to come? How you changed
a lot of people me. Liked that.
Yeah, but she invited me, and
I
and
think
actually,
it sounds very nice. Like
it was nice.
I would have come as well.
You would have come, Vicky. Yeah. Exactly.
Jeff was.
And I didn't actually really feel well enough to go. But
she didn't come.
I didn't come. No, but she kind of reached out a couple of times, didn't you, Lou? And it was
she was persistent.
Do you know why? Because I could sense she wasn't okay. Oh,
yeah, right. It takes one to know one because you'd had PND with Dixie.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I don't think this one's all right. So I just kept. I was like, you know, I'm here. Come if out. You need me. And then Anna got better, and she was doing her old podcast.
Breaking Mum and Dad.
Which we don't talk about anymore.
That was the other one.
That's our other loose lips.
Breaking Mum and Dad was my parenting mental health podcast, and Ziz came on it because then she had a bit of a smattering of...
Then I had another kid, and then I had a bit of depression with that last one, even though I was thin that time.
Yeah, see? Thinness doesn't equate to happiness, Louisa Zisman.
What a beautiful comment.
So I then went on Anna's one, and then I was like, oh, this is quite fun, this podcast stuff. Should we do one? And then, well, I was like, I want to do one. And then I was like, I don't want to do
Ivor.
One. I've always wanted. My nickname is Ivor.
I've always wanted that horse. I've always wanted that insert random piece of shit that you see somewhere. But actually, like the episode that she came on was it just really seemed to hit a nerve in a good way with the listeners, and you know,
sort of resonated.
People really seem to enjoy it, and actually, now I'm really proud of them Breaking Without the podcast. It's come off the back of the book I wrote, and you know, it was nominated twice for podcast awards as well. And But the episode that Lou came on, people really liked the fact that we had quite differing opinions. I think we were talking about breastfeeding or something like that. The classic, never go down that route with any new mother because you can never win. But we had a really interesting chat. And the overarching kind of end of that episode was that there were two women here that had very similar opinions to parenting, but also very different ones for something. And yet, hey, guess what, everyone? You can have an opinion and still be friends with someone. And that was kind of it. It was like, you can agree to disagree and everyone can then slap each other on the back, you know, fart in each other's face and crack on and have a good day. And they're sort of pretty much Luana the podcast kind of
born. We were like, let's do one, but we don't want guests. We just want it to be us, basically. We tried with a guest one week. It just didn't work. Our listeners didn't like it. So we were like, okay, we'll just do us.
It was like,
we are great.
Did the listeners not like it, guys, or did yous not like it? We didn't like it. Fucking hated it.
It changed. You know what?
It does change the dynamic.
We have done it since, actually. We did like a spin-off pod series called Luana with Friends, which was really good.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, it's our guests were wonderful and they were lovely episodes and people really enjoyed them. But it does change our dynamic. And Louisa and I are quite unique in a way that we've been going for 5 years now. So right in the infancy of podcasts. But we've always like, we even say that even yesterday, didn't we, Lou? Like when we voice note each other or whatever about stuff, we're very, very lucky and very grateful that for some reason people like listening to the weird prattle that we talk every week. But when something starts to kind of gather momentum, obviously people get a bit excited around it and want to do more with it, you know. And the problem with us is that we're a bit work shy, if we're completely honest, Vicky. But we always said at the top of the tree, we're not traveling up north. But we do the podcast because we it's fun. And we know with each other, we both have different things that we do in our lives, you know, career-wise, personally. And if the podcast ever becomes a kind of cash cow, you know, machine, it loses the whole ethos of why we started it in the first place. And we're really protective of that, aren't we?
Yeah, I just think we just want to do what we want to do without other people bothering us. That's always my thing. As soon as something becomes annoying, I'm like, I'm out. See you later. I'm going to ride horses all day and become a housewife. So bye.
No, but like it is listening to you guys talk, like it's really... It's really lovely. I think if I was listening to a podcast and sort of say, you both had the same opinions and it wasn't mine, like I might feel like it wasn't for me or I was wrong. Yeah. You know, it's lovely that you show there's, and this is a horrible saying, but more than one way to skin a cat.
Yeah.
There is, you know, and I think that's good. And
Thank you. We have skinned a bear together.
We actually did.
Is everything all right at home, Louisa?
We went to do taxidermy and we skinned a bear.
So the bear was already dead. Well, okay,
no, that's... did we skin the squirrel or the bear? We did both, didn't we? Do you remember we were sick?
Yeah, it was not a good day. It was not a good day, Vicky. I'm not going to lie. Like I said to you there about the, you know, career and life choices, it was one of those
dark days.
The bear looked good though after we mounted it.
Have you kept the bear?
No.
You're an animal lover, so that strikes me as a very odd choice.
Well, I didn't kill the bear to then skin it. It naturally died. It was being preserved in taxidermy.
It's art, if anything.
Exactly.
Do you know what struck me with taxidermy is it stinks.
Right. Do you know what, though? I don't see that as being that far of a reach, really. It's dead animals, so...
To be fair, mate, you're right.
I could have got there on my own without experiencing it.
It's the chemicals they use over there. It stinks. Poignant. I mean, listen, I'm sorry, Vicky. I feel we're already bringing down your podcast to our
lowest. Don't make me laugh. I had loads of Botox yesterday. My face hurts.
No, honestly, there's no way you could lower the tone. I am trash. So,
millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com.
Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tell me what it is you talk about. Obviously, you tackle some quite serious issues with, you know, postnatal depression and stuff. But you also have segments called Chats, Flaps and Bants. So I get the impression it's a real plethora of topics you talk about.
Well, yeah, we again, these are all sort of born from our randomness, and also our producer, Imo, who is a huge part of our podcast. And she's sort of the brains and the brawn behind it. But yeah, we've got segments like Weirdo of the Week. Yeah, but the weirdo came about from Louisa because, I mean, we do worry about her, Vicky, but this came about a few years ago where she genuinely had a bit of envy for people that had Tourette's.
I really want...
Yeah, it's...
I feel like you'd do great. I feel like
I have undiagnosed, mild undiagnosed Tourette's anyway.
We know it's...
And I feel like... If it was diagnosed, then
you'd be allowed to get away with a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is sort of what we're feeling.
You just want to be an arsehole more, don't you?
Yeah. I just want to say what my brain is thinking, and she does. Just want it to go brain to mouth and out to people's faces occasionally.
Yeah.
Occasionally. I don't think you have to worry about that, Bibs. Isn't that kind of your USP anyway? Yeah.
Well, Vicky, yeah, I can't do that much live TV.
I spend every day with my arsehole permanently fluttering, Vicky, thinking that my 25-year career is about to go down the sewage. But it started off with Louisa going, "Isn't it a bit weird that I sort of wish I had Tourette's?" And then there was born Weirdo of the Week. And it turns out we've all got our weird little things that we do. So this is one of the favourites. I like the petty pollies.
We love a petty polly.
Yeah, love a petty
polly. Tell me more.
You know, like when someone's, you know, had a breakup with a guy, maybe a guy's been a dick, you know, and whatever. And like one of my favourites was
the glitter.
The glitter, yeah, put glitter in all his drawers and on his shoes.
And like all his car, just glitter. That was a good petty polly.
We had one the other day, actually. This is so simple and just, it makes me laugh. But it's her husband had just pissed her off. Nothing particularly bad. Yeah. But she decided to access his Netflix account. And you know on Netflix, you've got last scene, you know. And she basically clicked on like loads of different kids shows. So that was just irritating. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's all these little silly things that I think, I mean, like
one pissed in the Pepsi. That was good.
Someone the other day said she farts on her. Although my favorite one was when her husband really annoys her when he's asleep, she just hovers over him and buffs on his face. And it makes her just feel really good. And I have to admit, Vicky, I have done that. I've done that. It makes you feel so much better. Like, does anyone else do this? If ever I've had an argument with my husband, I just stand behind the door of where he's the other side of the door, and I just sit there and I just do the middle finger, like, and I just feel so good about myself.
That middle finger. We were in Glasgow on tour, right? We did a tour last year. Well, actually, last year it finished this year, and we were in Glasgow on tour, right? And like tour was amazing, but there was one incident. It's always me. It's never Anna. There are people do sometimes want to get me, right? And like
they want to get her.
So we had,
what do you mean get you?
We had like an email to our agent being like, I'm going to throw acid in Louisa's face. Or so my agent was like, we need to be careful.
Bad, right?
Like blah, blah, blah. So anyway, we're in Glasgow, we're doing this tour, and I could see this girl in the audience. She's in like this bright pink jacket, and it was quite a relatively small venue, so we were quite accessible, and this girl just kept staring at me, and Anna doesn't notice anything. Like, I notice everything, and I'll be like that.
I'm trained within an inch of my life, Vicky, from the putting the balls, just look at the spotlight at all times.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work with an audience participation event.
So I'm like looking, I think this girl is like, she's actually got it in for me a bit. Like, this is really weird. And anyway, then suddenly drinks are more flowing. She's drinking. She was there on her own as well.
Okay.
And suddenly I just see.
Middle finger.
She's just middle fingering me, like staring at me. And I was like.
Angry.
Oh, this isn't good. And then the next thing I see. So I was like, oh, fuck, is this going to be it? Is this like the.
Is this the moment?
Yeah, this is it.
The bodyguard. So like, Whitney Houston. Kevin Costner.
So she then stands up, right? And she starts, and I was like, oh no, she's coming. We're still trying to do the show. And I can just see the pink jacket is coming towards me. And we have our security, sexy security Ben, who worked for me. He's gone now. He's lovely. He left on good terms. He's gone to have a baby, just if he's listening, or his lovely fiance. And anyway, I was like, oh, doing the show. And then I was like, Ben, where's this girl? And she just got taken out.
Do we know to this day what she was going to do, what she was truly capable of?
No, but she, as she left, she cracked her head and left in an ambulance.
No.
She was very drunk.
Basically. That's what happens when you try and fuck with me. You accidentally crack your head and leave in an ambulance from my tour.
That's a very dark threat.
No, we didn't attack her. She actually fell over. She was so drunk.
She stacked it, bless her heart.
She stacked it. It was really scary.
I know, I can imagine, babe. And honestly, you're trying to work, you're trying to do your job. You absolutely don't deserve that. It's mad to me, though, that somebody would pay good money to come and see us and then have that sort of... But then I've talked about this before. People used to come to my PAs and chuck cups of piss at me.
Stop it. Did they?
That's
so
bad.
Yes. What?
So awful. People are just so bizarre and skanky. Fucking skanky fuckers that need to live in a gutter of piss. Why would you do that? Take your time. I just couldn't be that ass.
It's very mean.
I would punch someone. I couldn't contain myself if someone did that to me. I'd beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, it was obviously back in the day. So you're going back like probably around 15 years, to be fair. But I am. And like, it was like, I remember getting egged in Ireland and stuff once.
And the Irish are always so nice.
I know. I was shocked as anybody. I love a fucking Guinness. But yeah, right. I feel
that's
like
so
at the time, given my reputation for less than sort of calm reactions, it's. Fucking, you've got to be canny unhinged. Canny brave to try and do that.
But I guess people.
What did you do?
Do you know what? Like, it was always so busy. Like, these events were chocker and a bit chaotic and stuff. And there was loads of security. The piss never connected, is what I'm trying to say. Okay. But it was all close calls. So, yeah, I mean, we've all been there.
That's terrible. Well, I mean, thank
you. Anna hasn't.
I haven't.
Oh, Anna, are you just too nice? You've got no controversial side. I don't believe that for a second.
Yes. No, she is. She's just a really nice person.
Of your kind. I don't really I think it's
a kids' TV presenter and a therapist.
I'm very accepting and you know,
people love Anna.
I lean straight into Vicky, no, let's talk about it. I just can't.
Whereas I'm like, did you deck them? Yeah. Put their head in a gutter and smash it in there a bit. Can leave the imprint of the gutter in their face forever.
And I want to work on and explore any possible trauma that's been left behind. This is the dynamic we work in. Chalk and cheese.
It's definitely an opposites attract, Anna. But I listen, lasses. I love it. It's like a roller coaster. I'm so pleased I'm tall enough to ride. Thank you so much for joining us in part one, lasses. I can't wait for part two.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.